All right, welcome to Good Clean Talks. I am Dolan, and I am recovering from a stomach virus. I've been in bed for 2 days. It's terrible. But we're here with a couple of people. We've got more people here on the podcast today, number 7, than we have had on any of the previous podcasts. We've got, why don't you all go ahead and introduce yourselves.
My name is Eric.
That's Eric. I don't know if you can hear him. They're sharing a microphone over there, so.
Hello.
Hello.
I can hear you.
Yeah, we hear you.
My name is Eric.
Hi, Eric. Are you an alcoholic?
Yes.
Oh, he's my brother.
No, I'm recovering from alcohol.
I'm an alcoholic.
I did that once.
And you're...
Hi, I'm Kylia.
Hi, Kylia.
Hi.
say something like, I don't know, make a rhyme real quick.
I can't rhyme. But, I suck at it.
And this is Haley over here.
I'm Haley, hi. I bark sometimes, apparently.
Hi, Haley, hi.
Do it right now. Bark.
Why?
Just bark? Bark with
bark
me
like
if
a dog
you're my
or bark
dog.
Like a tree?
Bark with me if you're my dog.
It's almost right. Well, that did kind of rhyme.
That's Shorty, the one that's,
rhyming.
Antagonizing.
Yes. So, What Eric had said before we started the podcast was something along the lines of he would rather have free stuff than money. Which, I mean, if we're talking along the lines of having an unlimited amount of free things over having an unlimited amount of money, I would just go with the unlimited amount of free things as well.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, because, like...
I mean, you don't even have to buy it. You don't have to go out
and... Yeah, why add the extra step in there and fucking have to go out and spend your money and buy shit when you could just get free shit?
All right. It'd always just be a surprise.
Sharing is caring, though.
I mean, free stuff isn't always a surprise. I mean, if you had the choice of getting everything you wanted for free, you know, you go to the store, you want a bag of chips, like, hey, give me that. Just grab it, walk out.
I would just have the whole store.
Yeah, like, all this stuff is shoplifting if I did that, though.
Yeah, all this stuff is mine.
Yeah, but I mean, is there a line between, you know, having everything for free and shoplifting? Because, I mean, if it's free, then why the fuck do you have to worry about shoplifting? Look, officer, it's free to me. Everything is free to me.
Free card to say,
this stuff is mine.
Yeah. But before you know it, you'll probably end up locked up in a loony bin or something.
This is a get out of jail free card.
That's why there's truly no freedom in America.
No. I differ. I don't know. I think no matter what society or what type of government you live in, I think that people will automatically begin to organize themselves and make rules, which means that they will diminish their own freedoms for the likelihood and good of the society and humans to progress. Like, we give up freedoms in order to gain safety. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I was in modern times and we had to, like, deal with, like, being in a fort and stuff to be safe, we would have to limit our stomping area.
Mm-hmm. We would make our own rules and shit.
Yeah.
We'd say, hey, if you take from your neighbor, we're gonna cut your fucking hand off, bitch.
Or your foot. You're gonna have to, like...
Just, like, if you take from your neighbor, give back to your neighbor. Treat others how you want to be treated.
Nah.
And just share everything.
Yeah.
You know.
Everything's free because we have it here.
Chill in a circle and sing Kumbaya all fucking day.
If every neighborhood just shared, like, 20 bikes, and just every time you saw a bike, just take it.
Yeah, but how many people are in this neighborhood?
I don't know.
Are we talking, like, a neighborhood of 20, or are we talking, like, a neighborhood of, like, you know, 800, when you're like, I need to fucking go somewhere, give me your bike.
Yeah,
no,
it's my bike
right now. It was your bike yesterday. Well, I need it fucking today, too. That's why we need rules. Freedom isn't always the greatest. Freedom is chaos. Total freedom. Anarchy.
You can do whatever you want. That means give me all your stuff. No.
Some people think anarchy is a good thing, but then they don't see the flaws of anarchy.
Yeah. Those are the same people that see the flaws in a government's regulated society.
Police
see the flaws in rules and shit, too.
Police do help us to an extent.
Yeah. Like, I'm in favor of police.
Yeah.
But obviously, there's just like everything, double-edged sword.
Yeah, it's double-edged sword, yeah. Good analogy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, earlier, Chronic said something on Facebook about him almost getting ran over by a cop because he was trying to retrieve his phone out of the street. Like, because there's so much corruption and everything, I feel like the only reason why people think police are bad is just because, like, they have power that other people just don't have.
I wonder if,
they can get away with shit.
I wonder, just out of curiosity, I'll have to ask him next time he's on the podcast. I wonder, out of curiosity, if that was on his street that this happened, like right down the road from his house. Because the we've had an encounter with police over there, which I can honestly see why they, like a cop going down the road would look at Chronic and be like, that douchebag motherfucker, I'm not going to say what he did, but you know, it's like, I can see how the cop would be like, I'm going to run this kid over, fuck it. You know, I mean, I'm not defending the cop. I'm just wondering if that was like the same cop that we dealt with. Just maybe he was holding a vendetta or something.
Grudge.
Yeah. Right. But I mean, obviously, not all police brutality is based upon that kind of shit. So yeah, but police do definitely do a lot of good as well.
People are scared.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I feel like people are just scared. They want something to be afraid of, so they fucking go out and they create this weird reality they live in. Mm. Where everybody is fucking being abused by the system, and it's fucking bullshit. I think that, yeah, we have a really complicated system out there, and the people that don't understand it and get afraid of it are the ones that bitch and complain about it. But, like I was saying on the one of the points that I made on the first podcast we had, was that, you know, why bitch about the system or when you could just go and learn how to play it, you know what I mean?
Hey, Haley, you have a cigarette?
No, I quit smoking last night.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Where's that?
Congratulations, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I can actually do it this time.
I will.
High hopes.
I will quit again. I'm just not wanting to right now.
Wait, you started smoking again?
I did start smoking again.
Bad shorty.
It was back in August with that field trip that I went on to Missouri.
Oh, true.
Yeah. So I started smoking again.
Yeah, my bad about that.
That's cool. You know, I should have just stuck with no cigarettes and, just stuck with, like, vaping, but vaping was just prolonging a nicotine habit.
That's like what I was explaining to Haley on her Facebook earlier when she said she was quitting. Like, I feel like switching to a vape is just, you're gonna cave eventually. The only way to really do it is to just cut out
nicotine
the addiction altogether, get to the root of that and fucking destroy it.
Speaking of addiction,
it'll keep coming back.
Do you still have that tobacco and bowl?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, the rolling tobacco?
Oh, fuck. Well, what?
I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to go and get up and get that shit right now because we're in the middle of this. I'm not going to feed your addiction, Shorty. You should just quit.
Well, goddammit.
Make it easier.
I've been drinking.
You guys have been drinking?
I've been drinking.
Did you hear that?
Like, yeah, it's on the scissor stands. There's these springs, so when you move the stand or when you kick the table or something, the springs rattle, so it creates that kind of noise. But
that's
kind of
cool.
Yeah. See, you hear that, right? Yeah, it's the most excruciating sound in the world when you
sounds
have both
like,
headphones.
Sounds like the game Pong. Do 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 do.
That was a cool game.
Derek, stop it.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, so. You guys want to hear 10 unnecessary fears people had of everyday things? Huh? It's a list of 10. 10 unnecessary fears people had of everyday things. Just pulling this offline off of listverse.com. I mean, it's kind of like irrational things that people just develop these fears of that don't really make any sense. Maybe they do, I don't know. I haven't read through the list yet. But do you guys have any like irrational fears that just don't make any fucking sense at all?
All my fears are...
Cops.
Cops? I don't really fear cops.
I feel like I'm going to die by one day.
Really?
Yeah.
Just get shot by a police, like a police state, the government like takes over and...
Pretty much, yeah.
Goes back to what we were discussing earlier, I guess.
I fear ceasing to exist.
Yeah, that's,
Yeah, that too. That like, terrifies me a little bit.
There's fear of death, and then, like, fear of just not being there at all anymore.
Like, you can fear the
there goes your soul.
Pain and, like, dying and everything else, but what if there's no afterlife? What if there's nothing else? Like, the fear of never existing ever again and never...
You would not
what
know.
What if you never did exist?
You wouldn't know.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
I suppose.
That's just like being asleep with no dreams quote? And then waking up.
What was that one quote from Monty Python? We come from nothing, return to nothing, and then what have we lost? Nothing. Or something like that.
He wouldn't know.
Makes sense.
He wouldn't know.
Surprisingly, I don't know what all is on this list, but number 10 on this list, and I don't know if it's in any particular order, but trains. Trains are like an irrational fear that people have had. Just like, it's just unnecessary, and people are afraid of trains.
That's a word.
And number 9. This one is interesting. You know, the trains. I don't really feel like that's too like out there. You know, I don't really feel like that one's very ridiculous. But this one here, number 9, Furbies.
Oh, I remember those.
Yo, I was afraid the fuck of Furbies.
My Furby annoyed me.
Dude, my
what?
I couldn't get it to stop.
Really? I don't know. God.
All over it and one just, time, like, staring at you at night with glowing eyes.
One time,
yeah, it's creepy as fuck. Oh my god.
One time my Furby did something that it never did before and I was like, what the fuck?
What did it do?
Started singing the ABCs or some shit like that.
I really hate when, like,
ours turned on and it didn't have batteries. Yeah,
didn't they just like flip on like out of nowhere?
Yeah, yeah. There
was
this.
Me off when it was always on during night or something.
There was this.
Trying to sleep and then it just comes on. Just like,
yeah.
Christ, it's scary as fuck. You're like just waking up from a dream or something, and then all of a sudden it's just like its eyes light up and it just starts yakking away at you, and you're like, what? And it's just like this cute little furry.
Like, I've ever been scared of any, like, small thing like that. I had a Chucky's Bride doll.
Oh my god.
Haunts me.
Why did you have that?
Yeah, why did you have that?
I think Raymond gave it to me a long time ago.
That's my guy.
I know. That's my uncle. But he gave it to me a long time back, and it used to always haunt me. I would set it up on a shelf above my bed, and it would always, like, fall onto my head and try to snuggle with me.
Oh, hell no.
Freaked me out.
Nope.
I didn't like it.
I would bury that thing in the backyard.
I still have it, surprisingly.
Yeah, I would too.
It's in a closet.
I would have that thing strapped to like an anvil or something. Make sure that bit is never moved.
So, number 8 on this list is novels. People are afraid of novels. Why? I think this one runs much, much deeper. I think this one, like what the article is saying here to paraphrase, is that it's fear of people's morals being affected, like their minds being warped, not only novels, but like, you know, plays and stuff as well, movies. I think this one's a very old one, you know, not necessarily like a modern fear, but just throughout time people have been afraid of reading books and people getting informed or informing themselves or something like that. Maybe that's the fear of knowledge or the fear of
ignorance is bliss.
Yeah I don't know, it's a weird one. Just like people are afraid of a number 7, telephones.
Number 7 telephones?
I can't say I've ever been afraid of a novel or a telephone.
I don't like talking on them, but
I guess you can be like terrified of the idea of someone randomly calling you through a like public based phone that takes cash to actually call in the first place.
Yeah, I think this is another one that's kind of rooted in the history of people, because this article is saying that people were afraid that telephone would break the home up. Like, instead of being with your family, you could just fucking call people and shit.
Oh yeah, that's totally happened.
Yeah.
It's already happening.
It goes along the same thing as, you know, radio killing the video star, video killing the radio star.
Yeah.
That one kind of makes sense to me. It's not one that we would necessarily understand so much nowadays, but as for what people have had before in the past,
yeah,
I get that.
Yeah, because nobody listens to the radio really anymore. I barely know anybody that listens to the radio.
Oh, God, it's the same songs over and over. I'd rather listen to us talk.
Now it's all about the podcast. And, you know, it's cool because, like, radio, they would take a break from the podcast, and they would take a break from the radio show, like the talk show or whatever, or the music, and then they would go and have, like, commercials and advertise for fucking, like, 2-3 minutes, and you'd have to sit through some fucking companies put together bullshit pitching a product, when on the podcast we can just talk about, like, say, hey, Good Clean Goods LLC, they make some really bomb ass soap, natural, handmade, it's fucking awesome. You can go to goodcleangoods.com, check it out. The lavender one is fucking sweet, all natural essential oils, it's very calming, it's great, it's fucking great. But anyway, now that's how we make money on podcasts. See? You know, you don't even break the flow up. You just fucking flow right into it, flow right out of it. It's fucking awesome. GoodCleanGoods.com.
.com. I don't have a website yet.
It happens. It'll come to you.
I don't have a website yet.
Oh, Shorty's got something too. He's got the drop knot. Talk about the drop knot.
Oh, I'll talk about the drop knot. Company's safe, so we make a product called the drop knot to help you not drop or lose your cell phone no more. It's pretty nice. You'll know when they come out, because it's gonna be all over Facebook and people are gonna be talking about it. It's gonna do that.
It's gonna blow up, man.
I know it is.
You're gonna have money flowing in like you've never seen before.
We're gonna be like, yay.
Yeah, man. Hitting the strip clubs every night, you know?
Partying like a rock star.
Yeah, yeah. Except for when it's time to do your business and make the drop knots.
I'm gonna go shake some hands and
put on that suit and tie.
I'm gonna get a suit and tie.
And then me too. Then go to the strip club with the suit and tie still on. Sit down and sit back and like loosen your tie a little bit and fucking go crazy.
Go give people money.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Or don't. Just sit there and be one of those guys.
You just be that guy.
Just sit there. Yeah.
I just like a drink.
They come up dance in front of you. You're like, oh, cool.
I'll be all good. Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey. Could you use some money?
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. That's funny as hell.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
So, people are scared of that number 6, automated teller machines. That's right, ATMs. People are scared of ATMs. I mean, I guess that's like, that goes into like financial security and getting their identity stolen and shit. I can understand that. Maybe when they were first coming out, they're like, what, you can go to a machine and get money out? What's up with that?
There's just money in a box.
Yeah, right, what? They're just gonna give me money and supposedly it's my money? What?
This is my money?
What's going on here? I don't know, I'm just getting through this article, not really reading it. I'm sure that goes a lot deeper than that, but, you know, it is what it is.
That's just indecent as all hell.
Syllables.
Kill them all, wait, kill them all quick.
This hippity dip dop something something.
You don't wanna
something stop.
You don't wanna get into a pissy match with a rap and a yak yak app in the back. Snap for the yak yak in the exact same time I take these lyrical acrobat stunts and still be able to
break a motherfucking table
over the back
of a couple fags.
Crack it in half. I'm gonna realize it was ironic.
I was on the aftermath
after the fact.
Oh god.
How couldn't I blow?
All I do is drop F-bombs.
Through my wrath of attack, rap is a habit, a bad time period. Here's a maxi pad. It's actually disastrously bad. On my way back to rehab.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Too Short.
He's like R. Steve-O and Eminem. It's like they had a baby. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you just fine.
Cool.
Let's
see if we can turn your level. No, I'm not gonna fuck with it.
Okay, baby.
Say something real quick.
Echo.
Bark.
Bark. Meow.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to turn your levels up just a little bit.
Pretty sure you're this one. I don't
know. Oh, my phone died. Good. Fuck phones.
You're
up all the way.
Really? I can barely, oops. I don't know if I can hear myself.
I can hear you, and I can also say something again.
Hello? Bark.
Hello?
Bark.
Yoda.
Yeah, I can see you on the,
machine thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just try to get a little bit more centered on the microphone and maybe pull it a little closer to your face.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me good?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Awesome, bruh. Cool?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yo.
Yay.
Yo, yeah, you're much better.
Yo, oh, yo.
Wait, say something again.
Bark.
Bark with me if you're my dog.
Hello? Yeah, you're pretty quiet.
Oh, my hang on.
America!
Shorty, like, rap or something. Fill this out.
Okay. My name is Slim Shady. I've been crazy way before radio didn't play me. Get back now, cause it's the incredible. It's Ken Kniff on the internet. China. Lure your kids with him into bed. It's a sick world we live in these days. Dolan, for Pete's sakes, put down Christopher Reeve's legs.
Yeah, so only thing I can tell you is when you talk, you want to be like, have the microphone directly pointed at your mouth.
Okay, well.
Like this?
Yeah, and then pull it a little closer. I'm going to check out the microphone after the show, but we've already been going this long, so.
Hi, my name
I
mean, is.
I can hear you in my headphones, and after I compress the when I compress the audio.
Hi.
Probably seem a little bit louder, but we'll check that out.
My anus.
Okay.
Later. Yeah, there you go. I can hear you now.
Too short.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it was okay. Yeah.
Well.
So, would you guys be afraid of females riding bicycles?
Hell yeah. Why? If they were trying to catch me. While I'm driving away in my car.
What?
And they're chasing me.
Why would they be chasing you?
I mean, don't know.
People were afraid of, like, not of female bicycle riders, but females riding bikes, like, for health reasons, and they just weren't encouraged to do it.
That is no reason to be terrified.
Guess what, like, there was no, not a lot of research done. Like, maybe you're gonna wreck your vagina if you get on this bicycle.
Oh.
What?
I would honestly be more afraid of men riding bicycles for the
I would be scared same, for them.
The same reason.
Not afraid of it.
I cannot tell you how many times I've crunched my nuts on a bicycle seat. It's fucking terrible.
That's sexist.
Yeah, whatever.
Feminists would be mad.
Well, you know what? We're all equal except for we have different parts.
And some and different hurt hormones.
And some bleed sometimes. Hey, men bleed too.
Yeah, we bleed too.
It's kind of scary.
From our hearts.
From our hearts.
So people are afraid of electricity.
Yeah.
That's at number 4.
You should be afraid of electricity. You
can die from it. Yeah, I can't hear you with your...
You can die from it.
Yeah, electricity. That's very true. Yeah, you want to have it like in front of your face, because if it's past your face, yeah. There you go.
What?
Bray. I should have ate like some food before I came here.
Yeah, see, I'm like the only sober one here, I think. No, Eric's sober.
Eric's always sober.
No,
yeah. He drinks on occasion, but he like never really.
No, I was joking earlier about the whole.
I haven't been drinking.
No, true. That's good.
I've been drinking.
I'm completely fucking sober.
I would like some food though.
Hmm.
Can we get a pizza? Can we deliver?
Can we deliver the pizza?
Can we get delivery?
I'm incapable of eating things right now. I'm still getting over my stomach bug, so you guys do what you're gonna do.
Are you guys hungry? What?
I am.
Okay, so...
Can we do karaoke? I think it would be fun.
We could. No. We could totally do karaoke.
No. I'll do some karaoke, but I wanna...
I think you've done enough karaoke for the night.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. Okay, but hey, listen. I wanna get, like, some Papa John's or something.
That sounds good.
Delicious.
Except for I can't eat anything. I would love to, but unfortunately I can't. But hey, let's get back to the podcast.
We discuss our
dinner plans.
This is part of the podcast, and they can deal with it.
We only got so much longer to go.
Oh, well, fuck it.
Did you know people are afraid of emos?
Emos?
Oh,
emos.
I can't be afraid of them.
Emo kids?
They're nonconformist as can be.
That was terrible.
13.
God, everybody's talking at once.
Sorry.
Ah! No, I think Eric started talking first. What were you saying?
I was saying, like, haven't we all been emo at some point of age?
Oh, yeah. I'm emo, like, every day.
But depends on...
I was emo back in middle school.
It depends on your definition of emo. I never dressed emo or acted emo or said I was going to cut my wrists or anything.
I never did that.
I got depressed at a time or two in my life, but yeah. I don't think I've ever been necessarily emo.
Yeah, no.
I think that the genre didn't exist when you were, like, around our age, though. That's why I didn't know.
No, it did.
I feel like being emo was a fad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Totally was.
There's like a few emo people left. I don't know what the fuck.
Scattered about the globe.
I think they're seen now.
Oh, yeah. And most of them switched over to scene. They're like, I don't want to kill myself anymore, but I still like this style.
There's very few these days.
Mm. Yeah.
But you can still find them with paint on their nails and makeup on their face.
That's the only place they're allowed to go is the mall. Yeah, because that's the only place that you can go.
Yeah.
Did you know there's a fear of holes?
A fear of holes.
I can't remember the name of it.
I have a fear of holes.
It's like sponges and stuff like that, like multiple holes.
Like just porous objects, things that are porous.
Yeah. I don't remember what it was called. It was a phobia. It wasn't, what is it called? I saw that online. It was like,
if you Google the actual term for the phobia, it's like got like images just to fuck with people. It's just like
Trypophobia.
Yeah,
trypophobia. It does. There's I'm looking at Google images and there's like somebody with like holes all in their forehead.
Yeah,
and like their tongue, and it's like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Why would you Google that and like have all of these holes there?
But it's like an actual phobia now. Because nobody's comfortable with it at all.
I can't eat dollars.
So I got a question for you guys. What is a hole?
Is it something or is it nothing?
What is it? What is a hole?
I feel like it's like the emptiness. Absence of something.
It's what?
It's emptiness.
Yeah, but is that something or is it nothing?
Is nothing something?
An emptiness of what? Because a hole is always filled with something, at least in this atmosphere. Our air makes up stuff.
Yeah, is nothing in itself something?
So it's not nothing. It's gotta be something.
It's gotta be something.
But it's the absence of something as well, so is it nothing? What is a hole?
What is a hole?
Somebody please fucking tell me what a hole is.
What is a hole?
Technicalities.
I don't know, man. It's a pretty fucking good mystery.
Yeah. So number two in this list of, odd fears, I guess you would call it. Automobiles. People are afraid of cars. Yeah, car wrecks and...
accidents.
There's actually a fear of people having sex in cars as well.
I wonder if there's, like, a fetish of people that like to have sex with cars.
You know, if I could fuck my car, I wouldn't.
There is some people who actually have, like, a thing for robots and stuff like that.
Like, like automatic, like sex robots.
I mean, there's Transformer porn.
Transformer porn? I'm gonna have to look that up.
Yeah, it's one of those things that like.
What's Transformer porn?
You're not necessarily
like?
Into, but you kind of wanna just take a peek at it. Like what?
What's Transformer porn like? Is it like two robots fucking like with like dubstep in the background?
It would have to be dubstep. I couldn't see like anything else. No.
Are they, like, in, like, cardboard costumes? Like, I will find the all spark. And then she's like, I have it hidden in my vagina. And she's like, and then he's like, ah. I guess just goes and looks for it with his robot penis.
His member.
What?
Slowly spreads apart the vaginal cavity and inserts the probe with the light in it. Just a search.
It's just a search.
Meanwhile, it starts vibrating. Wait, so who's getting fucked? The Transformer or the human? Or is it just two Transformers fucking?
Yeah, is it like...
I don't know.
Coffee pot and toaster? They've been looking at each other from across the kitchen the entire time.
I like that, coffee pot and toaster. We should pioneer a new genre of porn. We'll get into cinematography here pretty soon.
This is just gonna be fun.
The number one fear, I actually don't know if this is any chronological order, or any, not necessarily chronological, but if this is in any order whatsoever, statistically or anything, but the number one... The number one fear that people have is, we'll get back to that. But first, Good Clean Goods, LLC. Buy my soap, yo. The lavender one, it's fucking awesome. GoodCleanGoods.com, check it out.
Also.
The drop knot.
We got drop knots.
Yes.
We got drop knots right now for G4s, L70s, S5s, S5 minis, we're going to have them for ZTEs and the Note 4.
What kinds are those covered by again? Like, what company?
I don't know. I'm not a phone guy.
No. But you make phone accessories?
I look for them online. Whatever the fuck they are.
You just put things together and...
Yeah, make it work.
Yeah, well, right on. So number one fear. Or the other fear in this list, rather. Is the fear of Twister, the game.
The game?
The game.
Why?
Twister. I thought we were talking about, like, the movie.
Probably because of touching bodies against other people. I could see it being coming towards that.
Yeah.
I'd be scared of, like,
It was in the 1960s, according to this article by, again, listverse.com. The 1960s was a time when men and women were not expected to be very close to each other, except for when they were dancing. So Twister brought them close.
Oh, Twister.
Yeah, yeah, it made them, like the you know, twist and get together and shit and be in all these weird positions. And
Dolan.
Yeah.
I need to get a website, bro. I need to figure out how to make a website.
I can make you a website.
Yeah, I just made two websites today.
Can you make me a website?
Yeah, I can make you a website. You're gonna have to pay for the domain name, which is probably like $12.
Okay.
But I'll get you one on like Blogspot, or you can are you gonna be selling stuff from the website?
Yeah, I can, so where I could just be like
you're gonna probably have to go with Squarespace, be the you know, the best one that I have experience with.
You know, whatever. Whatever.
That's what I have. GoodCleanGoods.com is done through Squarespace.
Yeah, I'd like to just be able to say a website name, and then people go there.
They might like a website now, like a lot more, because you're doing like free advertising on your podcast.
Say what?
I said they might like you a lot more now because you're doing free advertising on your podcast.
Who?
Squarespace.
They would love you.
Oh, I mean, I can get them as a sponsor, but I've already paid for a year's worth of services to them, so.
I have to get up real quick because my ass is falling asleep.
Oh, okay. Well, noise.
Smoking weed. Doing coke.
Drinking burrs.
Rolling fatties, smoking blunts.
Who smokes the blunts? I don't, because I don't smoke.
I want to smoke a blunt.
I'm sure you do.
Hey.
Aren't you high already?
So? Smoke weed every day.
Oh, where's my cookie? Oh, there it is, sitting in my lap. Right the fuck on.
Damn, you guys know what, man?
What?
Sandwiches make, like, taste better when they're made by somebody else.
Really?
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Yeah, they do.
Because you make a sandwich and you know everything that's going into it, and you're like, oh, this might taste good like this, this might taste good like that, but, you know, you're kind of limited by your own mind. Then you taste it, and it tastes like exactly how you would expect it to taste.
Tastes like they added love to it.
Yeah. They added love to it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about, like... Yeah, I'm talking about, like, sandwich.
When you make your own sandwich, you're like, I just want to fucking eat already when somebody else makes it.
I don't even give a shit about this sandwich. I'm just going to eat it because fuck me. And then somebody else makes it, and they're just like, here's a sandwich. And I'm like, yeah.
Shorty, do you want to have a person?
What?
A person.
Do I want a person?
Yeah, to, like, be with.
No, I don't.
No.
Stay away from me.
Nah.
I mean, that's the only reason for a relationship, right, is for the sandwiches?
Sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
Pretty much. That's why I'm dating Maddie. Don't tell him. He'll probably hear it.
All pussy has done is
fuck me. I feel like if Maddie's making you sandwiches, he's not doing himself justice. Or you.
Why?
Because he can make so much more than sandwiches. Because he's a fucking gourmet cook.
No, he makes me everything. Last night I had fucking brisket.
Yeah, see?
A huge-ass brisket like that. Huge. I was like, damn.
Brisket. All pussy has done is fuck me.
Above the well, that's thigh good. Yeah. And below the butt.
And bad.
Of a cow.
Stay away. I'm doing stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, a little too short.
You didn't like me then. I don't like you now.
Who?
Everyone.
Okay.
Except you guys.
Yay.
That's good. Feels special.
You know, he's like, that one guy, he's like, back then they didn't want me, now I'm hot holes all on me. That's gonna be my story.
Who was that?
I don't remember.
Well.
It might have been Rick Ross, but I probably sound stupid now. But it might have been.
Water? Yeah, if you guys want to fill the silence real quick, I can get some. You wanted water too, right? Did you ever get that? Or?
Can I buy a sandwich?
Okay.
Can I buy a sandwich?
I'm just going for water, but talk about shit. Fill the silence.
Can I buy a sandwich? No.
No. Sorry, I'm not taking that much time. I'm getting water coming back.
You can just throw the bullshit together in a bowl and I'll do it.
God, you are hungry. Dude, you're making me hungry. I'm, starving for some reason.
I'm saying, I'm about to, chew my fingers off or something.
I haven't eaten since earlier, so...
Dude, I had a bowl of cereal and a bowl of soup, and I'm still hungry.
I haven't even had that.
I had steak sometime earlier.
You know...
Wait, you had steak? I want steak.
You know what I... Leftovers. You want to know what I ate for dinner last night? You know what I ate for dinner last night?
Nothing. What?
Sleep.
You ate sleep.
Delicious. I ate sleep.
Turned down for sleep.
Yeah.
I'm actually finally getting better sleep. I'm actually,
Because you're not on freaking lean 24/7.
I'm actually taking, sleep aid recently, and I'm actually getting to sleep a lot better than, usual. I'm usually, always awake, because I just don't like staying asleep. Because you're pretty much comatose for, 6 to 8 hours.
Hopefully.
Around 12.
5 for me.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just like
maybe.
I like being asleep so much.
I was lucky to get 5 when I was smoking. Mm. Last night I slept so good. Oh my god.
I sleep on the floor and I still sleep pretty well.
It's just I live as if I actually get to sleep.
Most of the time I sleep on the floor. I got this spot in between the couch. I got this spot between the couch and the table. I just throw the couch cushions down and I'm like, I guess it's not really on the floor, but it's like the backrest pillows.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody else sleeps on the couch.
It's comfortable, I guess.
It's decent. I still sleep there.
I look more comfortable than my bed right now. I don't know what it is, but one part of it's encaved or whatever, on the bottom. And I'm damn.
I really need to go see a chiropractor and just have my skeleton separated.
Thank you.
That'd be fucking swell. My skeleton feels like a bag of rocks. What?
Are you talking about the cup itself or the ice in it?
The cup right here.
Yeah, I think it might be. I'm not entirely sure. It's been like that for quite a while. Yeah, so I went inside and poured the drinks and... My stepdad started talking to me about this ghost story that he heard or something about, I don't know, some submarine and, this lady's walking through a hallway. They turned it into a museum or something. And she saw this lady in the hallway and then she turned another corner or maybe it was another night. I'm not exactly sure. He was kind of drunk, so I didn't catch everything he was saying. Then he was talking about how she saw the same lady hanging and her feet was 3 feet off the ground. And then all of a sudden she just opens her eyes.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. So I was wondering, what do you guys think about, the paranormal shit like that? Ghosts, are they real? Is there real terrifying, tormenting things out there that happen, or what?
I believe scary shit happened to me.
I've seen them.
You have?
My house had them. My house was haunted by a little girl that would steal our light bulbs and play with my cat that was half blind.
Oh, shit.
My mom and I have both seen her in our house before. When my cat passed away, she disappeared, and all our light bulbs came back.
Wow.
Little bitch stole them.
That is kind of creepy.
She was evil.
I definitely have inner demons.
You have inner... I don't want to hear about your inner demons.
I am possessed by myself.
All right. Aren't we all?
We all possess our
own. Dude, I was on the phone with Zach once, and, all I heard, all of a sudden, we were talking.
We were, talking about something, and then, he, said something, and then all of a sudden I heard, be careful. And, my throat clenched, and, it was just a random, whisper, be careful. And I was just like, what? And he was I was like, did you hear that? And he was like, hear what? It was completely silent, there was nothing else going on. It was just me and him late at night, talking on the phone, and I was like, whoa, what the fuck? And he was just like, dude, that's fucking creepy. I have, chills going down my spine and shit. It was fucking weird.
One time,
I'm scared for you.
I was in my mom's room. I was just relaxing and watching TV. And then all of a sudden, I noticed in the corner of my eye that, a bottle of, conditioner or shampoo flung itself across the room and hit shrimp.
What the fuck?
I don't know
shrimp,
why.
Shrimp is
our cat.
So our old cat that died.
Okay. Yeah, and I was just like, "What the fuck?"
When was this?
This was a while ago.
Hear that?
When
whoever's chewing.
Like a few years back.
Damn.
But yeah, it was. I just thought it was kind of funny because it's just like, "Fuck you, cat! I'm just gonna throw this at you." I don't know. He was like on the damn what's it called nightstand or whatever it's called. Her mom's dresser.
And on mom's dresser?
Yeah, mom's dresser, the one that has the mirror in the back.
And there was nobody in the bathroom.
No one was in the bathroom, and it was just, you know,
that's the conditioning.
I think your mic stand keeps falling a little bit.
And the weirdest
thing is
that
better?
Yeah.
The shower door, the glass shower door, was, like, open. So, it's, like, as if it was, like...
That's fucking creepy.
Yeah.
I remember this one time. Remember at the, Halloween party? And I was having that dream.
Yes.
Open
that
door!
No, that was Eric's birthday party that ended up being.
I thought it was the
Halloween
party.
For you guys. No, because...
Oh, no, Alex was there.
Yeah, Alex was there. Shino, I think Natasha got to stay that day.
Yeah, because they didn't believe in birthdays or whatever.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And then there was the, what was it, the fairy statue out in your guys' yard?
Yeah.
And ended up turning towards us.
All by itself. And then, like...
Freaked the heck out of everybody.
Like, everybody saw it, too. Like, everybody was just like, hey, do you see that statue? Wasn't it facing that way? And everybody's like, what the fuck? Dude, I'm pretty sure my house is haunted. I've had weird fucking dreams too, dude. That shit's fucking scary.
I had a weird dream where, I was in, like, an amusement park, and most of my, odd dreams are basically of, like, dinosaurs. I'm either being chased, or I am,
What kind of dinosaur?
Like, raptors, T-Rexes.
The really fast ones?
Yeah, the very bloody, deadly
ones. The
ones that
are just gonna...
Face.
Its tooth is as big as your... torso.
But the thing is, with those kind of dreams, I, like, enjoy them. I like getting chased.
Getting, like,
I
getting
like
ripped apart.
The adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
And surprisingly, I don't wake up until, like, either
You've
one
been dead for
or,
10 minutes.
So what was different with, like, amusement park one?
Well, it's not different. I'm just saying, like, these are reoccurring dreams. They're not always happening, but they're random.
Fuck, dude.
Recently, since I haven't been having good sleep lately, until now,
yeah.
I'm starting to get better...
Sucks.
Sleep for the past 2 days. So recently, I had a weird dream
where
all I remember from the dream really was like the scene where I was seeing something happening on screen, and it was like a scientist showing me something, some sort of like things happening to this dinosaur being eaten by other dinosaurs, and I just remember it being really, really kind of, like, terrifying, sad, and weird. And then I went into the room with the dinosaur corpse, and it just, I could smell, feel the entire room and everything, just what was remains, and it just felt
smell like
really
a fucking
weird.
Dinosaur.
Was this dream perhaps after you, like, might have watched Jurassic Park or something?
No.
Just, like, out of the blue.
Hey, Kylia.
What?
Can I sip that Mountain Dew Code Blue? What is it? Voltage? They don't have Code Blue.
Keep it.
Word up.
Why does Mountain Dew like to, like, give out these awesome flavors and all of a sudden just take them away forever?
Because they're cunts.
They don't care about our feelings.
They do that to get you hooked, and then they bring them back later, and they know that when they take something away and then they bring it back, when they do bring it back, their sales will spike.
You know what? This
Much
is like
Surge.
With their whole, let's bring Earth back, and then... take it away for
about
a month.
Who?
You guys seen it? They have Surge again?
Yeah, I'm sure their spit sales went fucking through the roof when it came back.
I fucking drank one of those, bro. I was like, whoa. So I was drinking when I drank one of those. I have 56 grams of sugar. I drank that and got super wasted.
Christ. How is it something like that legal?
I don't know, dude. I passed out in my truck afterwards.
A Surge?
Yeah, Surge.
You know, I had this... No.
Oh.
They're just soda from
the
90s.
It just had a lot of sugar
it back.
In it into my already dehydrated body, and that shit made me, like,
See,
way drunker than I should have been.
I thought about going out and looking for Surge and buying, you know, a can or whatever just to drink it for the first time since I was a kid. But then I was like, I can't even handle, like, Mountain Dew, I can hardly handle Sprite. So, no fucking way.
Surge got 56 grams in it.
Yeah, no fucking way.
56?
52, 56.
Hey, can you not do that? Oh, sorry.
50-something. I'm gonna...
Because every time you move the table, you hear that, right? That's just annoying. Especially for our listeners. You don't want them to suffer through listening to our conversation and hearing all that banging. And
I feel like Pac-Man right now.
My bad.
You know, waka, 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 and then, like, gets hit by hunger and he starts to eat himself. It's like... That's me right now.
It's you?
Yeah.
Is this your head?
Yeah, it's just
Is that
because
you ran out of pills to eat?
Flocka, flocka, flocka,
Or are the ghosts chasing you?
Yeah, that's me. I'm going to eat myself backwards. My mouth is going to open up so wide it's going to engulf the back of my head.
And swallow your body
somehow,
as well.
Somehow after that, get my feet and then my torso.
I'll be sure to videotape that.
It's going to be amazing. But this is my only life. This is my last life.
Oh. So you wasted all three already?
Yeah, I missed all the cherries, all the bananas of the day.
Damn.
I didn't even think about it.
That's the life lessons, you know? If you want to continue eating pills and avoid the ghosts, eat your fruits and vegetables.
I just want to eat some Subway.
I love Subway.
First it was pizza.
I don't give a fuck what it is.
Then it was a sandwich.
I don't care.
Now it's Subway.
If I can,
let's order something whenever we're done with this this podcast here.
Oh well, fuck me.
Can we go to Subway, Haley?
I think it's already
probably close considering it's 9:43, and by the time we're done with the podcast, it will definitely be close.
I would like it to just be here already.
Well, shit.
You can order pizza online.
Yeah, do that. Oh, okay, yeah.
Send them the pizza.
And then by the time it gets
send
here...
Send them the pizza emoji.
I don't have that crap.
So I mean, we've only got another, like, 10 minutes or so before we,
Oh, man, a pizza would be fucking excellent.
I like to keep all the podcasts at the same length, you know, about an hour.
About an hour, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Please, sir, can I take some more?
So, hey, I've got an important question for you guys.
What's that?
Do you recycle?
I do.
Yeah,
I would if I could.
You can't?
Not in my house.
What I do?
My parents don't.
What I do?
Cooperate with it.
Well, I mean, you can have your own recycling bins and, you know, not worry and sort through their shit if you want.
When I go to move in November, I'm going to.
Okay.
One thing I don't like is.
Can you get a little closer?
One thing I don't like is the fact that we have a city recycling bin and a trash can, but the trash can gets filled up more than that of the recycling bin, and then. The recycling bin's only taken out once every 2 weeks. So I'm questioning why should this one be...
Because people don't recycle enough. I feel like if people recycled more, there would definitely be more recycling pickup. Shorty, maybe you can...
I just think it should be one.
You can offer some insight into this, being that you were a garbage man for a minute.
Yeah, if you see your garbage man working, give him something. Accept a hard time. Don't give him a hard time. He'll throw you in the hopper.
Did you take out recycling, or were you strictly garbage?
No, I took out both.
Did you see, like, the plants and stuff? You went to the...
Oh, yeah, the recycle plants?
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of shit.
How do they separate that stuff?
I have no fucking clue. We just dropped it off.
We should really deal with this kind of system and actually...
But I'm sure...
Yeah, we should... We should...
About trash and stuff.
We should deal with this, and it's...
Can you order that pizza online, like, right now?
One of the... It's one of those things where it's like we need to get ourselves down to zero waste. I saw this video on I think it was like BuzzFeed or something, where this girl who was like an environmental science major, and then she one day just like realized that she was pushing for all this shit and she wasn't actively doing it herself, so she just started recycling and composting, and she has a jar that has her trash in it, just a mason jar. It has her trash for the entire year in it, just things that she couldn't either compost or recycle. And she doesn't use grocery bags. She'll bring her reusable bags to grocery stores and stuff, because plastic bags are, like, the worst thing ever. And she'll bring those to the grocery store and fill up her...
Which do you guys like better, Papa John's or Domino's?
I have a stomach bug. I am...
What would you like if you didn't have a stomach bug?
Hungry Howie's, of course.
It's not Wednesday.
No, it doesn't matter what day it is. Hungry Howie's is always the shit, no matter what.
How much is a Hungry Howie's pizza the same?
I don't know. I don't know. They'll get you with the deals. They'll try to upsell you with like, oh, we have a special deal. You know, you have 2 liter
Papa John's got that dipping
breadsticks,
sauce,
fucking extra large pizza, two large medium pizzas, whatever. They'll get you with those deals, and then fucking before you know it, you're paying garlic like $30. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they have that garlic sauce. Oh, they have this guy's garlic sauce too.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you like?
If you no matter what pizza you go to, pizza place you go to, you should get marinara sauce.
Okay. Or Papa John's. No, marinara sauce. The shit. It's Papa John's that has a really dope like
dipping sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ask for their pizza sauce.
On pizza.
You know,
when I worked at
you know the cheese sticks that they have, and you know how they give you the pizza sauce with them.
Papa John's.
The most dope thing ever was when I was working at Papa John's. We were eating these cheese sticks because you know when people don't pick up their orders or whatever, we get to just eat them. And
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we were dipping in the pizza sauce. We ran out of pizza sauce, a little pizza sauce cup, because they don't give you nearly enough. So we actually grabbed the ladle from the actual pizza sauce, the shit that goes on the pizza, the fresh shit, mm-hmm. and dipped the cheese stick directly in that sauce. Oh my god, it's like a thousand times better.
Really?
Yeah, I'm getting hungry kind of thinking about it.
Yeah, I know, I'm telling you, bro. Food's just a fucking terrible
thing. Oh, no matter what I eat, I'm going to want to go and throw up.
Oh.
Yeah. That's shitty. It is. It's shitty, too.
I can't wait to fucking eat. I'm dying. I'm starving to pieces.
Okay, all right, Jody.
Starving to pieces.
I'm starving to pieces.
If,
there's actual people starving.
See, all of our listeners are probably, like, starving right now because
go get some food. Support your economy.
Yeah, think of food people
yeah.
eat
well. You don't know how to do it?
You should tip well. Or at least give some kind of something. Don't be a stiff.
That's right, tip your drivers too. Definitely. I was a pizza driver for a minute, and it's a great job, but sometimes you do get stiff. Especially if you get a free order. Like, if the pizza company fucks up your pizza, and
just eat
you get a
anyway.
Free order on your next delivery, and the delivery driver brings you your free order, tip the fuck out of them, because free orders, delivery drivers will look at it and they will just immediately like, I don't want to take this fucking order because I'm not going to get tipped on a free order. So definitely free orders. You know, people think that 15% of zero is still zero, but that's fucking bullshit. They're going out of their way and they're getting paid, you know, a couple pennies in gas to get the pizza to you. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. That sounds pretty close.
Yeah.
Word.
So tip.
Tip.
No matter who, just tip. Just tip like crazy. Give. Just give, because the more you give, the more you get. It's kind of universal law.
I wish we could take calls right now. Like if you had a tip, what would it be? And then it would just be like people calling in to give you like whatever kind of advice they want to throw out there or whatever. Are you ordering a pizza right now, Dolan?
I'm putting my address into the phone.
Oh.
We should call Yankee. Have him be on the podcast.
He's gonna work tomorrow, I think.
Me
too.
What about Chronic?
He is off somewhere else. Kirkman area. Do you wanna go pick up Matt and come back?
Who here plays video games?
Well, I don't know. Let me ask him what time he gets out.
Alright, well hey, let's go ahead and wrap this podcast up, because we're at about time, and I'm trying to like wrap my head around entering this address and talk at the same time and fill the silence, and it's not really working out. GoodCleanGoods.com. Check out my soap. Owner, operator of Good Clean Goods, Robert Dolan. That's me.
Gotcha.
Make some bomb ass soap. It's great. The lavender one is the shit. The tropical summer is pretty good, but I can't tell you when you're listening to this and to what types of soap that I have, because I always get something different, you know? The only one that I usually stick with, keep consistent, is the lavender one, because that one's just fucking great. I always have that one stock, and I have the recipe down for that, and I continue to make it, but I experiment with different things. You know, sometimes it's like a tropical summer type of, I had a pina colada one for a minute, but I'm sold out of that. And made tea tree lime, citronella eucalyptus.
Do you do special requests if somebody pays you up front?
I made before. I would rather not get paid up front for anything.
Mm-hmm.
But if I send an email to goodcleangoods@gmail.com with a request for soap, I will try my best to make it. And you'd have to give me about a month ahead of time, because it takes about a month for an entire cold process batch to solidify and finish up. So give me about a month, and I'll see what I can do. I'll be in contact with you. If you're local, it'll definitely be a lot easier. If you're local, go to goodcleangoods.com, check out the selection, but message me on Facebook, Robert Dolan, or go to Facebook, Good Clean Goods LLC. If you're local, I can easily get this shit to you, and without it costing me shipping, and because I don't make as much when I get online orders as I do in-person orders. But regardless, I have to probably chill with promoting my company, because I feel like this podcast is going to get kind of large, and I'm just one guy operating this shit, so... I'll put a disclaimer on my website or something, like, sorry, I can only take so many orders.
Just back order.
Yeah. Well, that's difficult. People want their soap. They want to get clean, and they want to get clean now.
Yeah.
GoodCleanGoods.com.
You could do it for, like, a couple days back order, give you a chance to catch up.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll figure it out as we go. Not there yet. I'll make some soap. I'll get, like, a good couple of pounds going. Anyway, but
you got Drop Knots coming to a store near me.
Which is Apopka, Central Florida area.
You'll find them around town.
Yeah, yeah.
While you're driving around.
Tip your bartenders, ladies and gentlemen, and your pizza delivery drivers and your waiters and waitresses. And
garbage
men. Give money to homeless people. Just give away all your possessions.
Live homeless. Yeah. Don't do anything with your life.
Just travel across the country.
Yeah. Do what you will.
Do what you want.
Recycle.
Like. Recycle.
Feel like Rick and Morty.
Bicycle.
Anyway, this is Dolan signing out. You guys want to do a quick outro?
I'm Answer My Eyes Johnson. Just kidding, I'm Haley.
I don't even know where I'm at right now. Too short.
Okay.
I'm your Lord and Savior, Cyrix.
Okay. Well, that's our Lord and Savior, Cyrix. And, Kylia.
Praise Jesus.
Peace out, all of you people listening. Much love. Thank you for listening. Support our products. Tip, recycle, all that good shit. Peace out.
Deuce.
Peace. Bye.
Deuce.